Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Knowing Christ Ministries half hour, or as we like to think of it, the 30 minutes during which we focus on our Lord Jesus Christ, the one true Son of God Almighty. From my earlier broadcasts, you know one of my goals was to have a series discussing the history and lyrics of hymns. I'd been praying for someone to come forth and provide us some musical talent for this, but none has come forth, and we're just moving ahead with the series. But for those of you who may be wondering why I ask for musical talent and don't just play a recording, the lyrics to the hymns we're discussing in this series are off copyright, which means I can use the words. However, each time an artist records the music with these words, the musical arrangement and recording comes under new copyright. So that is what I'm prohibited from including in a podcast or a recording. So we're just looking at lyrics for right now. Our first week on hymns, we went through Precious Lord, Take My Hand. Last week, we discussed Just a Closer Walk with Thee and how we all pray for the Christian maturity to have that one-on-one time, that quiet, mature, closer walk with the Lord. Today we're going to discuss the background and lyrics of How Great Thou Art. I personally don't feel we can start out a series on hymns which brings glory to the Lord without discussing this particular hymn. And now I'm just warning you ahead of time, y'all have heard me cry through this series. Well, this hymn in particular makes me bawl like a newborn babe at the thought of the majesty of our Lord and how there are no possible words available to truly tell him how great I truly believe he is. So let's get into the background of this hymn a bit. The history of the hymn, How Great Thou Art, begins with Mr. Carl Gustav Boberg. He was a Swedish pastor and editor and member of the Swedish Parliament. Now, Mr. Boberg was enjoying a nice walk to church that was about a two-mile walk when a severe thunderstorm suddenly appeared out of nowhere. Real heavy wind began to blow, and still Boberg had to continue his trek, walking to the church in the midst of this really bad, horrific storm. After the storm was over, Mr. Boberg, or Pastor Boberg, out over the clear bay. He then heard a church bell in the distance, and the words to How Great Thou Art, which Boberg titled at the time, O Great God, began to form in his heart. O Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands hath made. Can you imagine what Boberg felt as he formed those words? There was such calmness after the fierce storm, he could only utter those words of peace. In fact, Boberg originally wrote the lyrics as a poem, which apparently gained some popularity because he later heard it being sung to an old Swedish tune. Boberg published the poem in 1886 and then sold the rights to the Mission Covenant Church in Sweden. 2 years later, he visited a church in Värmland and was surprised to hear the congregation actually singing his words to an old Swedish folk tune. Now, the poem itself, O Great God, was published in 1891 in the weekly newspaper that Boberg edited called Witness of the Truth. And in Boberg's own words, he says, Now, as I said, How Great Thou Art had its beginning in 1886 in southern Sweden in the home of editor and author Carl Boberg, a member of the Swedish Parliament from 1912 to 1931. I guess I have his own words later on. Sorry about that. The song was known in several countries before it finally reached the shores of the United States. Here we go. And Boberg said of his writing, It was in 1885, and in the time of year when everything seems to be at its richest coloring, we can imagine spring, the birds were singing in trees and wherever they could find a perch. On a particular afternoon, friends and I had been to Kronbach, where we had participated in an afternoon service. As we were returning, a thunderstorm began to appear on the horizon. We had to hurry to shelter. Thunder pealed in loud claps, and the lightning flashed across the sky. Strong winds swept over the meadows and billowing fields of grain. However, the storm was soon over, and the clear sky appeared with a beautiful rainbow. After reaching my home, I opened my window towards the sea. There evidently had been a funeral because the church bells were playing the tune of a hymn. That same evening, I wrote a poem which I titled, How Great Thou Art, O Great God. So you see, there's conflicting evidence of the events that transpired in his life on that day to inspire his poem. But moving on from 1885 to 1907, Manfred van Gelm translated it from the Swedish into German, and then 5 years later, a Russian pastor made a Russian adaptation, although consistent with some of our other historical referencing in all of our hymns, although I've seen other references that place the Russian translation at occurring to 1927 as opposed to earlier. So I'm not certain which is true, but we can safely say somewhere around 100 years ago or though, and still be fairly accurate that this occurred. Now, more than 40 years later, and again, dates are fairly inconsistent, as I have another source saying that this actually happened in the 1920s, an English missionary, Stuart Hine, first heard the song in Russian. He and his young wife were missionaries to the Carpathian area of Russia, which was then a part of Czechoslovakia. When Hine was ministering in the Carpathian Mountains, he found himself in the midst of a threatening storm, and the thunder, as it rolled through the mountain range, was so awesome that it reminded him of the Russian hymn that had already become dear to him. And then English verses began to form in his mind that were suggested by portions of that Russian translation. So he used the Russian hymn in his ministry there and then developed the English version. So the first two verses of Hine's English translation mirrored Boberg's awe at God's power in nature. To these, he added a third verse devoted to the amazing love of God expressed in Christ's atoning death. And when I think that God, his son not sparing, sent him to die, I scarce can take it in. The outbreak of World War II forced Hines back to London, where he and his wife continued to evangelize among war refugees who were frightened by the German Blitz. The promise of deliverance at Christ's second coming inspired Hine to add a fourth and final verse. When Christ shall come with shouts of acclamation. So that's the older history and origin of the hymn. Now, How Great Thou Art as We Know It Today is probably the all-time favorite hymn. Although its origin had roots in Europe, as we discussed, it wasn't really known here in the U.S. until Dr. J. Edwin Orr of Fuller Theological Seminary introduced Hines's translation of How Great Thou Art to audiences in the United States, with him having brought the hymn to American Christian groups after he heard it sung in India. In 1954, Dr. Cyrus Nelson of Gospel Light Publications copyrighted and published the song, and it was about that time that How Great Thou Art was sung by George Beverly Shea at the London Crusade of the Billy Graham Evangelistic Team in 1954. Shea later sang the song over 100 times during that revival in New York at the Billy Graham Crusade. And that caused the hymn to receive new attention both in Sweden and America and to start becoming published in several songbooks. And, of course, today millions across the world continue to sing this beautiful song, giving God all praise, glory, and honor for who he is, the creator of this wonderful, wonderful universe. Now, over the years, the song has seen many different revisions to various stanzas. For example, the first major American recording of How Great They Are was by Bill Carl, in 1958, Sacred Records album of the same name. He reprised the song on his Who Hath Measured the Waters in the Hollow of His Hand album later that year. And among notable performers of the song that we know it of is How Great Thou Art, are, of course, George Beverly Shea, Elvis Presley, Carrie Underwood, Charlie Daniels, Tennessee Ernie Ford, Roy Rogers, and Connie Smith, who actually inspired who did a four-minute rendition of How Great Thou Art, still talking about Connie Smith, which actually appeared on an otherwise secular album of hers from back in 1969, from Back in Baby's Arms, for any of you old enough to remember that song. And then a rendition by the Statler Brothers from their album Holy Bible New Testament peaked at number 39 on the Hot Country Songs chart in 1976. There have been over 1,700 documented recordings of How Great Thou Art, It's been used in major television programs, in major motion pictures, and has been named as the favorite gospel song of at least 3 United States presidents. This hymn was the title track of Elvis Presley's second gospel LP, How Great Thou Art, which was released in March of 1967. In fact, the song won Presley a Grammy Award for Best Sacred Performance in 1967 and another Grammy in 1974 for Best Inspirational Performance for a non-classical performance for his live performance album recorded live on stage in Memphis, which was recorded on March 20th of 1974 in the Mid-South Coliseum in Memphis, Tennessee. Now, some of you may be more familiar with this, but on April 4th of 2011, Carrie Underwood performed a song on an AMC Presents Girls Night Out. And Carrie sang together with Vince Gill and earned a standing ovation. You can see this on YouTube a lot. It was televised on CBS a couple weeks later, April 22nd of 1911. And shortly after the show ended, Carrie's version of How Great Thou Art as a single actually reached number 1 in iTunes Top Gospel Song and Top 40 in iTunes All Genre Songs. In Billboard Christian Digital Songs chart, Underwood's performance debuted at number 2 and number 35 in Country Digital Songs. As of June 2011, it had sold 215,000 digital copies just within the U.S. alone. And like I say, you can pick that up or just watch that on iTunes. Matter of fact, we had that on our Facebook page for Knowing Christ Ministries this week, so come to our page and look for it. The song has actually become synonymous with trusting in the divine power of God. And one cannot just sing this majestic hymn of praise and adoration without realizing anew the omnipotence of the Creator who did it all. Now, it was reported that many years after the song was introduced in America, Hein visited the United States and was honored with banquets and other forms of recognition, and he was actually saddened by all of the applause that came his way. His thoughts were that people should have been honoring the God of the song instead of the author. He published the first 3 stanzas, as I said, in 1949 in Grace and Peace, a Russian evangelistic paper, which he edited, and then he later wrote the 4th verse as a triumphant message of life eternal. Now, of the hymn's importance, this is Hein speaking now, not Boberg, but Hein. He said, "When we reach that heavenly home, we will fully understand the greatness of God and bow in humble adoration, saying to him, 'O Lord my God, how great thou art.' May we all live in such a way that we will be ready when Jesus Christ appears to receive his saints." Our heavenly home awaits us, all of those who have received Christ in obedience. A great portion of the royalties from the sale of the song, actually, which went to Hein, were given to other ministries of the Lord and to people in need, which I think is really cool. So, of course, the song has its scriptural basis in Psalm 92:5, "O Lord, how great are thy works." Now, Boberg sensed the power of God in that storm, much the way the writer of Psalm 92 did. The glory of the God of glory thunders. The Lord thunders over the mighty waters. The voice of the Lord strikes with flashes of lightning. The storm's majesty inspired Boberg, who to write, of course, that 9 stanza poem along the same lines. "I see the stars. I hear the mighty thunder. They power through the universe displayed." And I know I'm racing through this because I've got a lot to say today. So now let's read the lyrics and let's together praise his majesty. To me, this is just an incredible, incredible prayer. So, "How great thou art." And now see here, this is where my tears begin. So, "O Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the world thy hands have made. I see the stars. I hear the rolling thunder. Thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art. How great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. When through the woods and forest glades I wander, and hear the birds sing sweetly in the trees, when I look down from lofty mountain grandeur, and see the brook, and feel the gentle breeze, then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. And when I think that God, his Son, not sparing, sent him to die, I scarce can take it in, that on the cross, my burden gladly bearing, he bled and died to take away my sin. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. When Christ shall come with shouts of acclamation and take me home, what joy shall fill my heart. Then I shall bow in humble adoration and then proclaim, my God, how great thou art. Told you I'd cry at this. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. So what do these lyrics say to you? Let's take the first two stanzas together. O Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. When through the woods and forest glades I wander and hear the birds sing sweetly in the trees, when I look down from lofty mountain grandeur and see the brook and feel the gentle breeze, of course we clearly see, and I remind you this is based on Psalm 92, verse 5, that everything is a gift to us from God, from the creation of the world to the trees and to the birds in the trees and their sweet song, to the forces of nature as well, the rain, the winds, the storms, all the power of the universe is a representation of his might and his graciousness to us. All comes from him. There's no other way to say it. What a glorious, glorious, glorious gift everything around us is. The finger painting of God all around us daily. How great he is. How great is our loving God. And then the next two stanzas, taking his love for us as a gift in creation to a further step, giving us his firstborn son to die for our redemption. Can you even fathom the love expressed to you and felt for you by the Lord God? Like Bo Berg expressed and later Heim translated, I scarcely can take it in. In reality, I'm moved more than simply overwhelmed. I really am speechless when I start thinking about this. So let's look at the lyrics. And when I think that God, his son not sparing, sent him to die, I scarce can take it in, that on the cross, my burden gladly bearing, he bled and died to take away my sin. When Christ shall come with shouts of acclamation and take me home, what joy shall fill my heart. Then I shall bow in humble adoration and then proclaim, my God, how great thou art. And of course, when he comes to take me home, my shouts will be with all the joy and love and adoration in my soul, but also tempered by my awe and humbleness, just being in his presence. But you can rest assured, these words will definitely be sung. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, How great thou art. How great thou art. And so with that, I invite you to contact us with any comments or questions you might have on this or any other show. Any suggestions for future hymns you want to hear, suggestions for new formats or changes in the format, emphasis on one thing versus another, or references to any of the material that I present, email us, message us, phone us. Love to hear from you. So now let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for sending your Son Jesus to die for our sins. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for welcoming us and enabling us to have a platform to spread your messages and show your how your message can be applied to our lives here on earth, our current home away from our permanent future home in the heavenlies with you. Father, we ask for your blessing as we listen to the stories and history behind some of the wonderful worship and praise music written to glorify you, for truly, how great thou art. And we thank you for always being there to take our hand and lead us home. We pray that others feel drawn to come to you and reach out their hands as well, finding safety, security, peace, and faith in knowing that you're always there to lead them home. And it's in your ever, ever blessed name, dearest Lord Jesus, I pray. Amen. I want to thank you for listening to us today. If you'd like more information on speaking engagements to have us visit your church or organization, please email us at info@knowingchrist.com. We also offer biblical counseling locally and throughout the world over Skype to individuals or couples. For updates and invitations to our new shows, please visit our Facebook page and like us to stay in the know. I usually use our Facebook page to announce the broadcast and what's scheduled for any particular week or series, along with times we'll be broadcasting. So especially having the app to interact with us, like us, and make certain that you check back to that page regularly. Because if the Facebook algorithm doesn't generate our postings in your news feed, it means you're not checking with us frequently enough, and the system doesn't think you want to see us. So come back often. If you don't like us, you won't see any of our postings on your newsfeed. It's as simple as that. Of course, we use our Facebook page to reach you in other ways as well. Our publications, including the books we've talked about in several of our broadcast series, God, Marriage, and Illness, and The God Prescription, can be ordered directly off of our Facebook page or Amazon. And, of course, donations to our ministry can also be made directly off of our Facebook page as well. And I've mentioned it, and I want to remind you that our app, Knowing Christ Ministries Tracks, is available for free download for both the iOS and Android platforms. There's a short 15-minute broadcast from a few weeks ago that can help you find, download, and use the app. And I strongly suggest that you locate that and listen, then find, and download, and use that app. We love hearing from people that, and the app actually offers that perfect preset option with an email already addressed to us from within the app. All you need to do is just add text in the message and send it away. And that broadcast tells you how to do it. So listen to that broadcast. I invite you to join us next week when we'll discuss another hymn. But until then, please remember, it's not what you know, it's who you know. This is Dr. Danielle West for Knowing Christ Ministries saying, may Christ continue to bless you richly. Have a blessed week.